The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
I'm so glad you're here. I'm Joy, and this is the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on Way FM, and your life is crazy and busy, so the fact that you want to laugh and giggle with me for a little bit means the world. This is a recap of some of the stuff that is heard live on the radio. If you ever want to hear this content mixed in with some of your favorite Christian music, download the Way FM app or listen at wayfm.com. But at the very end of the podcast today, I have a hack for you. If you love Hallmark movies or just any cheesy rom-com Christmas movie that your man will not be into, I have the perfect hack so you can get him to watch it with you. But we're kicking things off with Why I Want to Fight Generation Z. And if you're blonde, you should want to fight them too. Gen Z has now decided that blonde hair is untrendy. First they came for my skinny jeans, then the part in my hair. Gen Z, let's just meet in the back Way FM parking lot and fight this out like adults. There's a good chance you're headed into the holidays without somebody for the very first time. For my family, it's without my grandpa on my husband's side. And there is going to be an empty seat at the table and everything's going to be different. And that's hard. But the thing that keeps me going is my faith. And if you know God, you know peace. Because that's literally his name around the holidays, the Prince of Peace. And it's not like some magic trick that you pray and you instantly feel 100% peaceful. But to talk to God about what you're feeling good and bad this holiday season and to communicate with him is to communicate with peace. And I promise you, he's going to show up for you. If you're a parent, you get that kids can be completely full at a meal. But my son's stomach somehow stretches when he sees some snacks. This weekend, I saw an old professor of mine. He's actually the professor who taught me everything I know about radio, helped me even get the job that led to this job here at Way FM. And I was just so giddy to see him and telling him about what I'm up to. And he just leaned over and said, "I know you work really hard, and I want you to know we're so proud of you." It was the most genuine thing. The tears just started coming to my eyes because it's rare for someone to speak to you like that. And it made me realize when I see people I love this holiday season, I want to tell them things like that, not just thank them. Taking a quick break from the conversation to tell you about our show sponsors. Parenting is hard. I've got a toddler, and this morning I sat in my car for at least 15 minutes trying to convince myself to start my day because he left me in tears this morning, took all I had and more. And if you are a parent as well, the last thing you need to be worrying about is paying your mortgage. It's gotten a little bit away from you. It's gotten more expensive than you planned, like for my husband and me. It went up $300 this year because of taxes. If you want to refinance, now is the time to do it, and you want to work with United Faith Mortgage. Here's why. Because they are a father and son team. They're going to treat you like family, and they have a direct lender advantage, which means there is no middleman. This advantage often allows you to get an even better rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money and allow your focus to be back where it deserves to be, on raising your crazy children. If you want to check out United Faith Mortgage, go to UnitedFaithMortgage.com. That's UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
This is often the part where you want to hit the skip button. I get that. But don't, because you listening to what I'm about to say could literally mean that someone does not go hungry this month. One of our podcast sponsors is Food for the Hungry, this unbelievable organization that's been trying to help some of the most vulnerable people around the globe get out from under the grips of poverty. And they have something called the Chicken of the Month Club. It's as easy as it sounds. They give two chickens to a hungry family every single month. For $28 a month, you could be helping a family that is hungry right now have healthy protein. I just cracked two eggs in a pan for my son every single morning this week, and I didn't worry about there being eggs the next day. But there are families that don't even have access to that kind of food, and two chickens would make sure their babies can eat. In fact, Benjamin lives in Bolivia, and his mom said, "Now my kids, like Benjamin and his sister, eat eggs every day, and their health is improving by leaps and bounds." All you have to do if you want to help someone with the Chicken of the Month Club is to text the word FLOCK, that's FLOCK, to 91979. That's 91979, or go to fh.org/joy. The negative news eventually just becomes like noise. So instead, let's talk about a positive story. Eddie Morgan is the owner of Harbor Docks, a company in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. He has a vision for the kids in his community who could never dream of going on a boat to have a chance to go fishing. So every year he takes 300 children out on fishing boats. He said there's a lot of people who are wealthy in our community, but there's also a lot of kids that have never even been on a boat or seen the Gulf of Mexico, and I want to give them that opportunity. He does it completely for free, and he said my favorite part is seeing them come back into the dock with the biggest smile on their face. It's just a reminder, we get to make thousands of choices every day. So today, let's choose joy. You got to be focused when you go Christmas shopping. Can't get distracted by every sale. Just focus in on the people you need to buy for. This is why I'm bad at Christmas shopping. I never really get to shop for myself. I'm a new mom. And when you let me loose in a store, crazy stuff happens. I come back with all items for me. I went out yesterday with my list and I was so determined, and I came back with two shirts and a sparkly headband all for myself. At this rate, everyone's going to have to get an Amazon gift card because I can't get it together. The key to getting to watch your Hallmark movies when your man's around is to first pitch a terrible one, like Mistletoe or Menorah. And then when he gags, I say, never mind, we'll just watch Nantucket Noel.